This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, we will have a full show tomorrow night, 7 to 11, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Broadus is going to join us, so make sure you stick around for that, tonight. Now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and put our butts in some gridiron gravy.
And we start
booty butt
with news about Jalen Ramsey. Of course, as we frequently have this last several days. So the Jaguars are scheduled to play the Titans, and it was sure to be a terrible game tomorrow night, but instead you get us. Word is the Jaguars do not anticipate trading him before the game, but they are going to trade him probably after that, maybe as early as Friday.
That's interesting, because I also heard like this morning that they were planning on playing him tomorrow night.
Yes, correct.
I'm not playing in that game. I also am not going out there and putting out bad film. So,
Like,
there's no way he can go at not full speed, because if he doesn't, you know what happens.
Absolutely.
In this league, if you don't play your game, you get hurt, and then you have no trade value. But I don't want to go out there and not play. Or in play and then get hurt anyway.
Where do you think the Cowboys rank on the list of his most likely destinations?
I know there were two.
Okay.
And Vegas was one and Tennessee was another.
Okay. Those are not at the top. Remember I told you yesterday at the top was
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. So the Chiefs are a plus 250. Then you go to the Patriots, Raiders. They're at plus 500, plus 600. Then you get the Titans and Saints at plus 900. Then you get the Cowboys are tied with sixth with the Eagles and the Packers at plus 1,000. So not overwhelmingly likely, but you are still in the top six. So, Corey, to a certain extent, your dream is still alive. I just wouldn't count on it. Chiefs still seem like the way it's going to go. Sorry, buddy. But
that.
We got the Jamal Adams dream.
Dude, that's gonna change the game. That really is gonna change the game. The Chiefs are gonna be elite. I mean, they have one of the best corners in the game. They are actually becoming a good defense, and they have the best offense around. The Chiefs might win the next 50 Super Bowls if they can hold on to him and they get him.
Let's talk about, and one of the reasons, of course, being Pat Mahomes. So, to the surprise of nobody, Drew Brees had thumb surgery today, and they said it was, quote, successful. But who is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints going forward? We've talked so much about Teddy Bridgewater. However, the Saints are hesitant, as of yet, to name who their starting quarterback is going to be. They're like, well, maybe it's Teddy Bridgewater. Maybe it's not Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Sean Payton was asked. He was like, hey, so, you know, Teddy Bridgewater as your starting quarterback. And he was like, is he? You're assuming he's going to be the number
Could
one.
Could be Taysom Hill.
How many passes does this Taysom Hill have?
Oh, I don't know the answer
to
that.
Completions?
Probably zero, right?
All right, so he lines up in that backfield with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater's not a running quarterback. He is your standard.
Troy Aikman thinks so.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
No idea, man.
Pocket passer, and he had a really good preseason with the Jets a while back, and then he lands with the Saints, and you're like, all right, let's roll with this thing. And actually, Kevin, there was an offseason where I said this offseason, if Sean Payton wanted to come over here and he wanted to bring Teddy Bridgewater and the trade was Dak, I was like, all right, let's do it. At this moment right now, there's no way in hell. Like, I don't even want Sean Payton, the way that this offense is clicking along right now. And Dak is looking too good. If you're saying that, are you saying it just as a competitive edge? Or are you saying it as, I really don't have faith in Teddy Bridgewater?
I think it's the second one, because I don't know how much competitive edge you get. It would be different if Drew Brees didn't have surgery and they're like, he might play. Then I'd be like, well, I should prepare for that.
But is it just the off chance that now they have to spend 3 hours out of their scouting time looking at Hill and checking in on him and wasting some of their assets and time doing that?
Maybe. I think it's more of a, we didn't actually think this was going to happen, so we should probably try to figure it out.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of quarterbacks being benched, Eli Manning, he has one truth and a lie in this statement. Quote, I'm not dying, and the season is not over. I mean, your season is over, but he's not dying. That is factually accurate.
I think, Kevin, what he's trying to say is, like, you see stuff happen. Daniel Jones can get hurt. That's a bad offensive line.
I mean, then the season's definitely over.
But the
season's over
either
way.
No, it's not over. The season is not over.
By the way, did you see the Giants' point spread tightened by 1 point when they put Daniel Jones in there?
You're kidding me.
Nope.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
He hasn't even played a full game yet.
That's the point. Eli Manning said, I'll handle it, and I'll support Daniel, and I'll be a good teammate and do what I'm told. So, Eli Manning carrying the company line. Let's stay in the NFC East where things are bad for the Eagles. Because, well, here's who would have missed practice today. Corey Clement, shoulder. Dallas Goedert, calf. DeSean Jackson, abdomen. Alshon Jeffrey, calf. Tim Jernigan, foot. Jordan Mailata, back. Derek Barnett, shoulder. Fletcher Cox, toe. Jonathan Cyprian, knee. Rudy Ford, hamstring. Nathan Geary, knee and calf. Kamu Grueger-Hill,
who?
Knee. So they just canceled practice.
Did they really?
Yep.
Wow.
All of those people would have missed practice today, and they just said, the hell with it.
We're not going to practice at all.
No practice. Instead, they just did a walkthrough. And they're like, hey, check these things out.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes even a walkthrough is better than getting your guys out there and not having enough people to practice.
I'm sure they were thrilled about that. So, yes, no legitimate practice for the Philadelphia Eagles. This just in, the Allegheny County District Attorney will not pursue criminal charges against Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown for two alleged incidents that took place in 2017. Now, I'm not sure they said for two of those charges, he still could face a charge for what happened in 2018.
Okay.
And also, one of the things about this is, like, sometimes you wonder if the victim will testify, but then again, if she's holding up a civil suit, maybe that's a different deal. But for whatever reason, they're not going to charge him for the 2017 incidents, and the 2018 incident still up for determination. But for now, obviously, Antonio Brown dodges a pretty massive bullet right there.
What do you think about that? I mean, good thing, bad thing? I'm trying to figure that out, because if they're not true,
yeah,
that's what you want, right? Is for somebody to not have to suffer if claims aren't true.
Yeah, it's tough to say because I don't know. Because on the one hand, like, if he did it and he's not getting prosecuted, it's terrible,
right?
And but because, like, one of the things that I really hate that society has come to is if ever anything like this pops up, you get a lot of certain kind of people who are like, oh, of course, we live in a culture where the women's not to be believed. I don't think that that's accurate. Are there some people who feel that way? Sure. But there are some instances where if a person makes up a lie and they're not believed, that's a good thing. And, like, people sometimes forget, because I know it's not as prevalent, and I certainly understand that far more women's lives have been ruined by rape and sexual assault than men's lives that have been ruined by false accusations. But let's not pretend like no man's life has ever been ruined by a straight up false rape or sexual assault accusation. So to your question, Corey, I mean, if he didn't do it, then this is a very good thing. And I think that she should face potentially, well, I guess she didn't bring the criminal charge, but I think people who bring criminal charges that are just flat out lies should face some kind of repercussion. They won't.
That way they won't. That way they won't do it.
But they won't, because people will say that's a bullying tactic against rape victims. And, you know, maybe it's such a small percentage that it's not worthwhile. But if he did it and he's not being charged, then this is a horrible miscarriage of justice. But I don't, that's the thing. You don't know, right?
Right, absolutely.
Guys,
gotta wait it out.
Odell Beckham Jr. smarter than some people think. We told you a couple weeks ago about the $190,000 to $350,000 watch that he wore.
Stunt.
NFL gave him some flack for that. Then in warm-ups just the other day, the $2 to $2.2 million watch that he wore.
Stunt.
That may or may not have been a fake.
Still stunt.
So now he has signed an agreement today with Swedish watchmaker Daniel Wellington.
Secure the bag.
So absolutely. And Beckham said this. There's always a method to the madness, with a smile. The partnership with Daniel Wellington, I'm very happy to do that. So he's going to make money one way or another.
Did you say Daniel Wellington?
Yes.
Is there the third on that? Or
no, but I can see why you would think that. Or needs to say beef at the
beginning.
Because
you got Beckham Jr.
Ooh, that's true.
Isn't Minshew, isn't he the second?
He is the second.
Ooh, but get to a story about him in just a second.
But Kevin, okay, I'll wait because there's something to be said about that.
Okay.
Because there is no Gardner Minshew the first.
That's stupid then.
I think there is.
Here's a weird thing. So he just signed this endorsement deal, and then this is what he said. I'm off of it. I'm not talking about watches anymore. I'm done. I mean, if you just sign the endorsement, like inevitably you will
you're gonna do a
talk
commercial about
a
watch.
Watches.
You're probably going to talk about watches in your commercial.
Now let's go to Gardner Minshew. This story is amazing. He has been offered $1 million by the porn site Cam Soda.
Yeah, he has.
However, it's if he's willing to host a weekly online exercise class.
In his jock strap? Is that because he does that?
Or naked.
So, the question that got discussed was, who even wears jock straps, let alone stretch in just that? It's awesome. So, the idea would be that he does his pregame stretching routine wearing nothing but a jock strap.
Mm-hmm.
So Cam Soda wants to pay him $1 million to host a weekly online exercise class. And they said, our only requirement is that you incorporate band workouts into your class and do them in a jock strap and or naked.
And?
I mean,
why hasn't he agreed to this deal? He's not making $1 million as a rookie.
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't think so. I'm going to look up his contract real quick. It looks like he is making $677,000 is his average salary throughout the next 4 years. So this would be like more than a year's pay right here.
Kevin, I also want to add this. According to NFL.com.
Did he take the deal?
Flint Minshew wanted to name his son Gardner II without the existence of Gardner the First.
Mm-hmm.
His father, Billy, wanted his grandson to be named Beowulf. And this is how Gardner Minshew started his life.
Huh. So that mustache makes a lot more sense right
Dude,
about now.
He is Gardner Minshew the Second.
Gardner Flint Minshew the Second.
Without there being a Gardner Minshew the First, and people porn sites are offering him a job. Take it.
Do calisthenics in his jock strap. Let's go to Ben Roethlisberger.
You ever stretch naked?
No.
Why not?
I don't care for being naked. Guys, let's go to Ben Roethlisberger, who said, quote, today, the Steelers committed 3 years to me this offseason, and I fully intend to honor my contract.
See?
Then he lied at the end.
Oh.
And reward them with championship-level play. Why would he say that last part?
Because that's what he's going to try and go out there and do is give max effort to be a champion again.
Wait, is that like starting up or?
Won two championships, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, but tell me how confident Mike Tomlin is. Quote, he fully intends to come back from his injury. And everything we've heard, we're comfortable that's a strong possibility. He didn't say that's a strong possibility or we're comfortable with it.
Or
from everything we've heard, we're comfortable that's a strong possibility. That's a lot of qualifiers.
And we believe he will.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would have said if I really believed it.
That's a but lot of qualifiers
said,
right there.
There's a strong possibility that maybe it could possibly maybe happen.
Unless it doesn't, but it could. Guys, we told you the good news for the Chiefs potentially landing Jalen Ramsey. The bad news, Eric Fisher, who don't forget was the number one pick of the 2013 draft. I feel like a lot of people don't remember that. Well, he's out 4 to 6 weeks because of a core surgery. Word is that he might have ripped a muscle from his groin off the bone.
Oh, man.
Which is always, always horrible.
Plus, had that relationship with Joey Buttafuoco. And
what? No, that's... I don't remember that lady's name. Amy Fisher. I'm so sad that I figured that out. But now we go to Sam Darnold. This is the world that we live in. Did you watch Monday Night Football on Monday? Of course you didn't, because the game was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
And you were listening to us. Well, there was a hot out there in the stands holding up a sign that said, "I gave Darnold mono," with a bunch of kiss marks on it, and she kept sticking out her tongue. And then she got photographed in the parking lot doing a kissy face with the "I gave Darnold mono" sign.
All right, I got to go check her out.
To which point, Sam Darnold spoke with TMZ Sports and actually gave this real, honest-to-God quote. "I know there was a sign also at the game that some girl claims she gave it to me. I've never seen that girl in my life, so I'd just like to set the record straight on that."
She's pretty hot.
That's an actual thing that is actually happening in the sports world
right
now.
That he has to go out there and say no. That, come on. If you gave Sam Darnold mono, you're not showing up in the stadium with a sign.
Plus, I think it's funny that he had to say that that chick never gave it to him. Like,
wait, if you gave Sam Darnold mono, would you be sitting in a seat that you had to pay for?
No.
Yeah, because Sam Darnold's mad that you screwed up his playing career. Well, or maybe you got him out of some of
those
games.
Anybody know who this girl is, though? Like, is there a way to find her on...
I don't know what her name
Tinder
is.
Tinder or something?
Probably. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next... First dates that didn't go according to plan.
Like Sam Darnold and that girl.
Oh, man. She looks like somebody who'd do that on the first date. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Yes. Guys, I think I figured out exactly how to handle up on the situation for the anniversary. I know y'all were really concerned about that. It's something that's stressing me out because I've always been one to make sure I get the gift well ahead of time.
So you're getting her a gift card.
That I get a better gift for her. Actually,
Applebee's.
I got a gift card for Adrian to Applebee's this Christmas with the idea of her laughing about it and then me being able to take it and give it to Kevin.
You best believe that. Gift card got used too.
Yeah, I absolutely
nothing wrong with Applebee's.
Gave it to Kevin.
Okay, I don't like the way you just said that.
But I think I figured it out. There is a lingerie store nearby, and I think that I'm just going to take her to the store and be like, "Pick whatever you want."
Is she going to say,
"It's
how
lace.
Is this a present for me?"
It's a present for both of us. So now we just invested together.
You should probably get another gift. I'm just saying.
What do you mean, dude? Lace. It's lace.
Look, man. Hedge
Lacey
your bets.
Things.
Hedge your bets.
Maybe I can get a girl named Lacey to come hang out. I don't know. Is that not is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I feel like you know the answer.
Yeah,
is
you
it's
already
a bad
know.
Idea.
Right?
Even if it's that Sam Darnold mono girl, probably still a bad
Lacey.
Idea.
All right. Well, then you know what? Let's see if any of these first dates went better than my plans are going in tonight's list.
Barstool Sports.
What, Reggie?
The Chive?
It's the Chive.
Nice.
Nice
what?
Job, dude. I'm very proud of you.
I wanted to win.
I will also point this out, Kevin. I asked Adrian just the other day if I was romantic.
Oh.
You know, like on our first date. And she said, when I got into the car, there was a rose sitting in my seat. So.
Oh. You were like, that was from the last.
Oh, yeah, that's from the last hoe.
Golly.
No, I was a romantic guy, and we, dude, that date was perfect. So good, I ended up marrying the girl, all right? Took her to Chili's, all right, where I didn't pay for the meal because my buddy worked there.
I feel like you're not telling the story in a linear fashion.
Gave him a $20 tip, bam.
Go to the furry convention from the 4th.
Went to the AMC theater.
Oh, what'd you see?
Cruel Intentions. Where she said, if you win this bet, you can do anything you want.
Good to set the groundwork of where you're at, Corey.
Then I kissed her in the parking lot.
Whoa.
And we both felt like we were floating, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm good at first dates. These people, however.
Hold on. Wait just a second.
I think that was a good
What
segue.
Do you mean you're good at first dates?
These people, however, are terrible at first dates.
Still think we need more answers.
Tonight's list comes from the Chai. First dates that didn't go according to plan.
Hold on. I'm going to set the seeds for a tease in the next segment. One time I took a girl to go see American Psycho on a first date.
What?
Just remember that. That'll come up, believe it or not, in one more thing. I know you're thinking, how could that be? Just wait. It's going to be magical.
Number one. Went to the Church of Scientology, roped in the promises of free food. We were on a date for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So odd. Edit. They had us take the personality test and tried to break us up. They said we were completely incompatible to the point of being toxic.
Oh, no.
We've been together 10 years.
Gonna test your thetan levels. There's Yeah.
Thetan levels?
No, thetan levels.
Oh, okay.
Because do you know the basic crux of Scientology?
Oh, we're getting into that. That's a.
Without casting any. Well, I mean, I probably will. So, like, the way I understand it is, like...
You are your own god.
There's this evil, you know, galactic overlord. And so, like, he sent all of the bad spirits and all that down to Earth after they all got frozen in ice or something.
Like it's Australia?
Yeah, well, I can't... Xenu. Okay, evil Lord Xenu had all these evil spirits. And so the people fighting against Xenu, they were able to freeze all the evil spirits in the world. And so Xenu then, on like his big old 737 jet, carried this block of evil spirit ice over a volcano on Earth and dropped it in the volcano and then exploded. And so then all of the evil spirits were set free and they latched on to people. So whenever you're sad and not feeling well, it's because of one of the spirits that Xenu let out. Is attached to you.
That sounds like a story I would tell.
That also sounds incomplete.
You know those wild-ass stories I tell sometimes? About like how the archers shot the sun out and that's how it fell on the people and stuff?
Yeah.
I tell stuff like that.
Well,
I'm not going to base any of my religious experiences on the stories I tell.
Just because it was all written by somebody who was a science fiction writer in this book called Dianetics, it was L. Ron Hubbard who had all kinds of legal issues.
Man's got to believe in something, you know?
I guess.
Having starting your name with just an initial.
Man's got to have a code.
Yes, no?
No.
J. Edgar.
Yeah. And
Hoover.
I don't really like
J. Edgar
cat.
Is the character that our dude plays in Bosch.
Ah, Jamie Hector.
Number two on tonight's list, first dates that didn't go according to plan at all. First dating app date starts off pretty good. We barely put in our dinner order and her phone starts blowing up. Her ex was drunk and causing a scene outside of her apartment. Her ex kept calling, then her roommate started calling, then the landlord calls and threatens to call the police. We get our food to go. I take her back to her apartment. Long story short, both her and her ex are a crying mess. She goes inside, leaves me outside with her crying drunk ex-boyfriend, who starts telling me about how messed up their relationship is. Dude's way too drunk to drive. I end up taking him to his apartment, Uber back to my car, realize my date took all the food inside with her.
Oh, dang.
You knock on the door and like, hey, did you eat all that fatty? Or
oh, man.
Number three.
Dang.
I was talking to this.
Thought?
This person was talking to a dude on Tinder.
Okay.
And decided to meet up with him for coffee one day. He only talked in impersonations of WWE wrestlers and then asked me to go to WrestleMania with him and his entire family later that night.
Hell Kevin, yeah. Why is that bad? Yeah.
Kevin, why'd your date make it on the list?
Man, I'd go on that date.
With that guy?
Yeah. If a man is willing to take me to WrestleMania, I will go with you.
That's fair.
Is it, Reggie?
I've heard that the price point on that is pretty high.
So you're like, I'm dealing with value here.
It seems like a reasonable value.
Most money I've ever spent on tickets was to go to see WrestleMania. And if you're going to take me for free, in.
So you're sitting there as the date, and you're just like, man, that's a lot of money to spend on me.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's one of the an expensive date. I might as well go.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't like wrestling.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should.
Have you ever thought about only talking in wrestle impersonations?
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. No.
Number four on tonight's list, first dates that didn't go well, was going to a bar with a girl I met on Tinder. She showed up 15 minutes late, which wasn't that big of a deal, right?
Out.
Got out of her car, crossed the street, then awkwardly shook my hand, told me she forgot her ID at home, apologized, and then left.
Oh, no. Why was she late then?
She was looking for her ID.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't even prepared.
Number five, when I was 15, a girl asked me to the movies. I Love You, Man. Her parents attended, too.
There's a ding-dong in that.
Then one of the characters cursed like 10 minutes into the movie, and the parents told us we were leaving. They took me right home, and that was that.
Oh, he didn't even mention the penis. Okay.
So I was 18, in the Air Force, living in the dorms. My roommate set me up with his girlfriend's cousin, and the four of us went to a movie. She brought a stuffed animal.
Oh, my God.
Not a tiny little thing that women clip to their keychain. It was a gigantic blue rabbit.
Awesome!
At least as big as a toddler. She said she brought it because she sometimes gets scared in movies. We were seeing a comedy. After the movie, we grabbed some ice cream and drove the cousins home. My date invited me to kiss her at the door, but told me I should also kiss Pebbles.
Oh, no!
So he wouldn't be jealous. Of course I kissed Pebbles. My date was actually out of my league hot, but crazy.
Wow.
Would you ever do that? Because she's so hot, you're like, all right, screw it. I'm going to kiss her bunny.
No, I wouldn't screw the bunny. Is that, yeah, I mean, probably. But, like, what's she going to want? She's going to be like, we should have a threesome with this rabbit. Like, don't do that.
Guess who's tickling you on the back of the neck?
Oh, my God. Because, like, that's the worst case scenario. Some girl's like, hey, I want to bring the rabbit into the bedroom scene. You're, like, thinking, all right, it's about to get freaky. But, like, it is about to get freaky, just not the way you could conceivably imagine.
You ever seen KT's oversized bear that he has in his apartment?
No!
Reggie, have you been to KT's apartment?
Are you talking about Barry?
Yeah.
I've seen Barry on social media. I have not been to
KT's
apartment.
This bear is the size of you.
Wow.
And he just has it in his apartment. He dresses it up. He'll put a beer in front of it every once in a while.
Huh.
Imagine being a girl and showing up, and that bear just sitting there in the corner. KT's like, nah, it's cool.
You're dating KT. You're probably expecting something like that. I want to update some people. People on the fan text sometimes answer their own questions. Would Kevin put out after that? Then from the 972, you know Kevin's giving it up after that WWE show.
Maybe. Yep.
And from the 972, they said, yeah, if she's hot enough, that person would F the S out of that bunny.
God. It's hard to say I was catfish because the actual girl was there, but so was her boyfriend and her friend she thought I would be a better match with. We made it more odd is she had sent nudes, full face nudes, not Photoshop face swapped. I could see the chest hat on her in person.
Oh,
no
dear.
Mistaking that.
Oh,
you fan
dear.
Of the chest hat, Reggie? All right.
No.
Like Eve. She's got those paws.
Yeah, she sure does.
Third date with a guy from Hinge. What's Hinge?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
Started off completely normal. Went to a pub for a few drinks. Pub closes. Guy invites me back to his place.
What?
What?
Hinge is the dating app for people who want to get off dating apps. The hell kind of sense does that make?
We get back to his house.
A nicotine patch?
A few more drinks. He asked me if I want to smoke a joint. Hadn't smoked for a few years, but
so
I thought,
yes, like a nicotine
fine.
Patch.
End up feeling very sick, unable to move. Guy doesn't have a bucket or bowl, so brings over the entire kitchen bin, places it next to me, then suggests we watch a movie. Guy puts on American Psycho, and I sit there for the next 2 hours, paralyzed and paranoid, convinced he's going to murder me.
What?
Also, he lived on a boat.
Oh, my God. Don't get on a boat with someone on a first date. There's a 50% chance you're going to die. I don't know what that's based on, but I feel pretty sure.
Dude, can you imagine?
No.
being so stoned that you can't move.
And you're watching American Psycho on a houseboat. Like, there's a good chance that person didn't live.
But they typed this whole thing out.
Did they?
They've been dead for 13 years.
What?
This girl took me to a cemetery at night, walked me to a grave, explained that it was her cousin, and that night was the anniversary of his death, then told me a long story about the time he raped her. Went on a date with a guy.
What the hell?
Who was supposed to pick me up after work. These are first dates that didn't go so well.
I know, that is a shocking turn in that story, though.
Was it turn? Turn in that story? It started in a cemetery, Kevin.
Yeah, but I didn't envision, well, guess I should have.
Went on a date with a guy who was supposed to pick me up after work. He showed up before my shift started, stayed all day, stole stuff from my work, or tried to. I wasn't aware of this until coworkers told me the next day. He brought me to the Waffle House, blew his nose at the table repeatedly, went to the bathroom a bunch. His car broke down when it was time to leave, and our waitress, who he tipped in change, had to give him a jump. He also told me about his hobby of LARPing, which is live action
role play,
dressing up like weird stuff for those who don't know, and told me that the books I read were for stupid people. He asked me out 5 years after this, and I blocked him on all media.
See, this is why you make sure everybody knows all the things that are wrong with you from the jump. When I was doing online dating and stuff, I was like, look, I love 80s cartoons and Star Wars. And like, I try to be really, really upfront with people about all the weird things that I do.
How'd that work for you? And I don't mean that sarcastically. I'm really interested.
I mean, pretty good.
All right.
Because you'll have, like, I had several women reach out. They were like, hey, I've never seen Star Wars. Is that bad? And like, you know, they were trying to say what's up because they were trying to like take part in my interests. So...
All right, there you go.
We were going mini golfing, and the dude picked me up wearing a full-on tux.
Nah, man, he's trying. Let's go.
Would that count as stunting?
I don't know. Depends on how nice the tux is. Like, does it look like it was from a men's warehouse?
Uh-huh.
Is that good or bad?
Nah, man.
Oh, no.
Dated a woman who didn't tell me she needed meds because she was psychotic. In the middle of dinner, she got quiet and distracted. I asked if she was okay. Apparently, one of the voices told her I was a horrible person, and she pulled a steak knife on me.
Oh, my God.
Customer was able to talk to her and got her to put the knife down. Police were called. She was arrested. I didn't press charges. About a week later, she sent me a letter with proof that she's been in counseling for a long time, takes medication, and included a heartfelt apology. If she looked like Margot Robbie, you're going to give her a second chance.
Oh, yeah. I half thought that person was going to go, we've been married going on 7 years.
Yeah, I think that's all fairly reasonable. Of course, like, you know, attempted murder, never cool. But, she seems to have figured it out on the back end.
This one for Kevin.
Yeah.
We met at Applebee's.
Sweet.
She brought a friend with her, which was odd because this was a first date. Then she invited me to her place for more drinks.
Oh, hell yeah.
She lived in a single wide trailer that was in the backyard of her parents' house, which was also a single one.
What?
She went to her room and shut the door, and I was left there by myself. In the morning, I left, and her dad was shirtless, watching me leave, yelling at some dog that I think was trying to attack me.
What? Does that mean they had sex since he stayed overnight?
No, she just left him in the room. Just, hey, I'm going in there.
He couldn't escape her.
We had drinks, and he brought me back here. What are you doing here?
Wait, why did he stay over?
Yeah.
Once she went to bed,
maybe it was just late.
Leave.
Dip out.
Scared.
Drive their
15,
house away.
This guy played Dance Dance Revolution for a good 45 minutes while I just stood there. I laughed and played a couple arcade games by myself, then came back, and he was still playing. On the car ride home, he asked how many children I wanted and started suggesting names for our kids.
Oh, no.
Then tried to make out with me when I got home. No.
I really would have liked it if he said, hey, do you like Dance Dance Revolution? Why did she say no to that?
Why did he put in so little effort?
Maybe he thought he was, like, showing off his mad dance skills and was, like, winning her over.
Yeah, but if you're showing off, generally the person has to be there to see him.
That's true. That's a really good point.
Went on a date with a girl who does not ever listen to music by choice, who says all food tastes the same, kept emphasizing that she eats to live and not lives to eat, has never finished any book or TV series in her life. That would drive you insane.
God.
Was about the coldest human being I've ever met. Conversation was awkward, as you can imagine. I'm not a psychologist, but I'm pretty sure she was my first schizoid personality disorder.
Man. I thought I was going to date that person until the last part.
Guy picked me up and asked me where I wanted to go. I said, oh, just somewhere kind of nice, not too fancy, but a good place to have a conversation, maybe a coffee shop. And just somewhere kind of on the other side of town, I spend all day in this neighborhood. He took me to Hardee's, literally one block away. During the date, he talked almost exclusively about his sexual fetishes.
Oh, God. So, not a second date. At least he didn't talk about how much he likes Hardee's.
Or take you to a cemetery. And that's tonight's list, everybody.
Still can't get over
that
one.
That's wild. I did not know that was going to happen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, and it is time for the final segment of the night, ladies and gentlemen. It's called One More Thing. Guys, one more thing. Gerrit Cole reached 300 strikeouts tonight. He is he's one of 18 pitchers that have reached 300 strikeouts. He reached the mark in 198 and a third innings.
Wow.
According to Elias Sports Bureau, that's the second fewest innings pitched in Major League history in a season at the time of a player's 300th strikeout. Trailing only
Nolan
Randy Johnson, who did it 197 and two-thirds innings in 2001. I'm pretty sure that his team scored like 0.01 runs per game for him that year. That was just a terrible, it was bad. Cole is the Major League leader in strikeouts right now. He struck out 10 or more for the seventh straight start, tying a club record set earlier this season by Justin Verlander.
1-2 in the Cy Young.
He tied the fourth longest streak in Major League history for consecutive starts with at least 10 strikeouts. Here's where it ranks. Pedro Martinez from 1999 to 2000, 10 straight games of 10 strikeouts or more. Chris Sale did it in 2017 and 2015. Had 8 straight. Gerrit Cole now at 7, Verlander 7, Randy Johnson, Pedro, and Nolan Ryan. 7 straight with at least 10 strikeouts. By the way, I saw the list of the guys that have struck out 300. Randy Johnson did it 3 times.
Holy
that
smokes.
Dude was amazing.
Guys, one more thing. Big news overseas. For the first time ever, someone has swam English Channel 4 consecutive times.
Do I know this girl?
Yes, kinda. You do, kind of. And she is from the Metroplex. She's from McKinney. Her name is Sarah Thomas. Took 54 hours to complete the continuous swim. And I know that she got sick along the way a couple times from some food that she ate.
In the water?
Yeah. And, like, she had to speed up her pace really, like, exponentially almost to get through some currents. Because if the current catches you, well, then it's going to throw you all off course and everything like that. So she ended up swimming, like, several more miles than even anticipated. But, yeah, over the span of 54 consecutive hours, she went back and forth and back and forth English Channel 4 times. She's the first human ever to do that. Also, I can tell you that she once went on a first date with somebody and saw the movie American Psycho.
Hold on.
Yes?
You have also gone on a first date with someone and seen
Yes, Reggie. This is factually accurate.
What a coincidence.
Not a coincidence whatsoever. So yes, I do. No, Sarah, we dated years and years and years ago, and...
Why'd y'all break up?
That is a complicated story. Well, actually, it's not that complicated, but we're... No, we made it past the first date, and...
What'd you see on the second date?
I don't remember. I probably should, but yes. So we dated, but the more important part of this story is that
how y'all broke up.
No, we don't need to get into that.
She
broke up with who?
She is the first human ever.
You brought this
to
up.
To swim the English Channel four point. Times. So congratulations, Sarah. Congratulations, Murica. And congratulations, City of McKinney. Got your alum doing big things.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, fellas. I just want us to revel in some audio as earlier today.
Is this Fine Bomb?
Actually, yesterday, yes. It was announced that Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants and not Eli Manning. So there was some discussion that happened on ESPN's Get Up about that. And then resulting afterwards, there was discussion about Cam Newton and his future with the Carolina Panthers. And Feinbaum had some heat that eventually some of the other guys on the show, Ryan Clark particularly, did not like.
Paul Feinbaum, he played in your beloved SEC. Final word on Cam Newton.
We're not watching the beginning of the end. It is the end. It's over for Cam Newton. I don't know why we are mincing words and trying to find a pretty way to put it. I think he's a train wreck right now. He can't do what he used to do. And quite frankly, forget the sympathy tour. Cam Newton has never really cared about anyone other than Cam Newton. And that doesn't mean he shouldn't be given the opportunity. But he's brought this franchise down. It's over for Cam Newton. Nice knowing you, but you're done.
All right, so that's Feinbaum, his take on Cam Newton.
Oh, geez.
Let's start there. Fellas, thoughts?
I think he's wrong about a lot of things there. And I disagree with him on a lot.
I don't understand how Cam's only out for himself. And this all goes back to that same stupid thing after the Super Bowl when he didn't want to talk to the media. Hell yeah. I'd be pissed after I lost the Super Bowl, too.
He also didn't go for that one fumble that was on the ground.
Oh, yeah. They're going to lose.
So, two things.
They're going to lose that game anyway. Like, but you can't say he was always only out for himself. Eli Manning is someone who engineered, with the help of his dad, the trade away from a team that he was going to get drafted to a different team and refused to play for them. They're somebody who's only out for themselves and their brand.
And how can you say that he brought this team down since he's been here when he took them to a Super Bowl?
And he won an MVP.
And he was throwing two assorted lampshades.
Yes, that's very good.
All right, so you guys clearly feel the same as a certain Ryan Clark who decided, it was time to respond.
This is my only statement to that, right?
Yeah.
We just spoke glowingly about Paul.
Yeah.
Paul, glowingly about Eli Manning, and he has been a dud for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You want to talk about bringing a franchise down? Eli has ruined that franchise. So we got to take out how we feel about dudes because he's a Manning, because we love him, because he gives us this sucks. You can do whatever you want to be, and I'm going to be okay about it. That's not true. If we're looking at it right now, Cam has more left than Eli's had for years. So we got to take out how we feel about dudes and the way that they never care about. That he doesn't get to have a tour, or he doesn't get to have farewell. That's not how it works.
He's been successful.
The dude has killed himself for his team.
And Paul said that he's never cared about anything other than Cam Newton. That's the same guy that we see diving at the goal line. Like, he cares about winning. He's cared about success. I think I don't like having Paul over there on his own. Paul, you're at the death. No.
So, yeah, that's Ryan Clark, and then you heard Dominique Foxworth at the end, and more importantly, you heard Dominique Foxworth giving him the, get him, get him.
That's a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, and Paul Feinbaum didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, man.
You could see him.
He looked all jittery. Woo! Like, I couldn't tell if he was getting angsty to say something or if he was getting nervous or what, but it was bad.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like chaos.
That's what we do on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Guys, one more thing. You ever heard of Carl Yastrzemski?
Yeah.
I've heard the name before.
He threw out the first pitch tonight at the Red Sox game against the Giants to his grandson, Mike. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
Like the opportunity to go out there and throw the first pitch out to your grandkid who is now playing the sport that you were the best at. Because Carl Yastrzemski, he was the Triple Crown winner.
He was awesome.
And you were sitting there going, hey, that's pretty crazy. By the way, also in that game, Bruce Bochy gets his 2,000th win. He's the 11th manager to 2,000 wins. And he said afterwards, he said, I've been lucky.
Oh, okay.
I've been blessed to have been doing this for this long. That's what it means. There you go. I've been lucky.
Guys, one more thing. Somebody who's not lucky because they're a scumbag is Rick Pitino. 2 years ago, Rick Pitino filed a breach of contract lawsuit seeking $40 million. Today, that agreement was settled. Rick Pitino's departure from Louisville will now be changed in his personnel file to be considered a resignation. He gets $0.
Ooh.
So he got a change from being fired to resigning, and he gets $0 out of $40 million.
So
score, Pitino.
Hold on, but he got it changed? He got it changed?
Yeah, that was the agreement. He's like, I'll get $0
because
if you change that.
Because resigning will look better than...
I guess, but everybody knows the story. So I don't really know how that's... I think he...
Will other schools not hire a guy that's been fired?
Maybe. I think he just realized like he wasn't going to get anything out of it. So he's like, all right, better this than nothing.
But he got $0.
I know. Hilarious.
Guys, one more thing. Jamal Adams calls the NFL a damn joke.
Ooh,
spicy.
For finding him.
Come on over.
They fined him $21,506 for a roughing the passer penalty against Baker Mayfield. Dude, he did light up Baker Mayfield, but he said, this is a damn joke. I signed up to play football, not two-hand touch. Bullsh. I don't give a damn about these soft rules protecting QBs. I'm going to play my brand of football every time I step on the field.
I quote tweeted him
and said, play angrier, bro. And I hope that makes him go, you know what? That's true. I need to play angrier for the Cowboys. That being said, have you seen the leg tat that he has?
Oh, no.
Wait, he has a leg tat?
He has a leg tat on his thigh.
Okay. That's on the leg. That makes sense.
Front of his right thigh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dallas Stars logo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Wait, the Dallas Stars logo?
He grew up in the Metroplex. He went to Hebron.
I saw it a little earlier today.
Fascinating.
And, dude's got some nice legs.
Oh, guys, one more thing. You remember the ref who forced the wrestler to cut his dreadlocks a while back?
Yeah.
He's been suspended for 2 years following an investigation by the New Jersey State's Division of Civil Rights. No, the referee.
Oh.
The referee has been suspended for 2 years. This incident took place back in December. So good for New Jersey for pretty much calling that guy a moron.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. A Texas golf course in need of removing a hazard in the form of a wild hog called upon Wynn Walton and the Lone Star Trapping Team to rid its fairways of a destructive animal, Kevin.
Was the hog feral?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Walton and his team wound up capturing a 411-pound feral hog.
So it was feral.
And removing it from Gateway Hills Golf Course in San Antonio last Thursday.
Hold on, you said 411 pounds?
411 pounds. He said they don't get this big, much less cutters that big very often. And it is part of the ever-growing wild hog epidemic, Kevin. We've captured over 1,200-plus feral hogs just from Joint Base San Antonio alone in the last 3 years. That's not including another 2,000 from surrounding HOAs such as Stillwater Ranch and other private landowners.
You think a 411-pound hog tastes good cooked up?
Yes.
You sure? Because I'm not sure the meat is tender and everything.
I've been told that specific kind of hog, because of how wild it is and what it does, because
it's feral,
is bad. Oh. Yeah. Dawson's been on a trip about this for quite some time. But yeah, dude, they destroy whole sections of crops by just rolling around on them because they're stupid hogs.
Huh.
And they'll eat up all sorts of stuff, man.
Couple of quick things for you. Word is that if the Bucks can't re-sign Giannis, that his most likely destination in 2021 would be
Toronto?
The Golden State Warriors.
Whoa!
No!
And then HBO is going to start a new 24/7 college football show that features Florida, Penn State, Arizona State, and Washington. And finally, you remember we told you about the California Fair Pay to Play Act? Well, New York is getting in on it as well, and this one is really going to infuriate the NCAA. Under this one, they say that college athletic departments would be required to give a 15% share of annual revenue to the student athletes, which would be divided equally.
See, and I know a lot of people have talked about this. I would just prefer that if you're important to your sport in college and people are all loving you, you can get paid.
Yeah.
You can get autographs. You can do those things.
I think California is doing it a better way than New York. Like a divided house.
I don't think the schools have to be involved in paying the players.
Why not?
Because they can make money. Just let them make money. That's something they should be able to do.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. They are actively adding equity and value to the programs as they currently operate, and all that extra money is going to everyone else except for the players.
But they can also make money off their likenesses, autographs, their popularity.
Yeah, I mean, they
let them make money that way.
Yeah, sure, but this isn't simply about making money. Like, this is just when it comes to basic labor standards and compensation. If I'm giving value, I should probably be getting paid back.
But I also feel like that's a really good start.
Yeah, no, it's a start.
Make some money off of yourself, because it's stupid that we take that rule away, that we take that away from you in the first place.
Sure, but if you're gonna go ahead and do something, might as well go ahead and do it all the way, right?
Well, if you think the NCAA is gonna fight the California one, they're gonna burn everything to the ground before they let this New York thing happen.
You better
get
not.
To lobbying.
You better not.
Light this month. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, tomorrow we have a full show. So make sure you tune in. KNC 7 to 11 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say pregnancy, Kevin.
Pregnancy, Kevin.
Say feral hog, Kevin.
The hell, Reggie?
I'm done.